What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Av Geeks Chronicles. I am your host, Colin, Chief Av Geek, Av Nerd, whatever you want to call me. Haven't been on the podcast for a while. It's been about 2 weeks, but that's because it's been about 2 weeks since I have flown. I tell you, when life comes, you know, just gets a little busy, and Mother Nature decides she just wants to be a complete and utter B-word, you don't get to fly for 2 weeks. But this weekend we were able to get up in the air twice, and it was glorious. The weather today, you know, it's Sunday, March 4th. The weather wasn't great, but the ceiling decided it was going to stay at about 2,000 feet. So it enabled me to get out there today. And that was the perfect altitude for a ceiling because we were doing pattern work. And that's what we had the opportunity to do the last 2 days, working towards that first solo. But pattern work, if anybody knows, that means landings and takeoffs. It's kind of the culmination before the solo. And so yesterday, we went out, worked on some low approaches. If you guys don't know what low approaches are, basically, you take off. You know, you get to the pattern altitude, which is the altitude you work your patterns at, so the downwind, the base, and the final, and then you do your pattern, and then you go to about, you know, let's say a couple hundred feet above the runway, but basically you're simulating a landing without physically actually touching the ground. So yesterday, on Saturday, it was a beautiful day out. We were back in the glass cockpit aircraft, Cessna 172. We were able to go out, do some work for a little over an hour, and we got about four patterns in at one of the local airports here, Spinks Airport. We take off from Meacham. It takes about 10-15 minutes to get over to Spinks, and that's where we started our pattern work. Got about four of those in within the hour, and that was great. You know, the first one wasn't very good because the last one I had done was 2 weeks ago. So, you know, after one, you shake the little cobwebs off from not flying for about 2 weeks. Then the last three were pretty good. But low approaches, you do your pattern. And then, you know, as you're coming in for the landing, as you're simulating it, you don't go down all the way. You know, you go, you're up a couple, you know, a couple hundred feet above the runway, but you're running it. You come in, you act like you're hitting the numbers, and then you just float across the runway. And you hold that altitude until your instructor says, all right, let's go around. And then you go up, you go back into your pattern, and you continue to work on those low approaches. And so we did about three more times within the hour. And every time it got a little better and it got a little more comfortable. But unfortunately, because Mother Nature has not played nice this spring here in Fort Worth, Texas, it was super windy. Crosswinds played into a factor, and so did the gusts. The gusts were pretty bad too yesterday. Which sucks when you're a first-time student trying to learn low approaches and landings. But, as I told my instructor, I'd rather be thrown adversity first and learn in bad weather and be able to, you know, in the good weather, hit it pretty much straight on pretty early. So that was yesterday. We worked on the low approaches. And Mother Nature decided she wanted to be gloomy and bad and terrible today. But around 3 o'clock when I was able to fly, she decided she raised her ceilings to 2,000, so that means we could get out even though it was raining, and we could continue doing that pattern work. So we left Fort Worth Meacham today, got back out on the, got back out, went to Spinks. We started our low approaches again, and we did about two of those, and then my instructor did another simulated one, and then we got into the landings, and he goes, all right, we're going to bring it all the way to the ground now. We've done enough low approaches. Let's bring it to the ground. So he does one. He says, hey, follow me. Follow the controls. Follow the feel. And then we do one. And he says, all right, it's your aircraft. Let's do it. So we took off. We went around, did the pattern, and we come in. My base was great. My downwind was great. My base was great. My final was great. And then the first landing, I can't say it was Actually, we'll be honest. It was pretty bad. It was pretty terrible. But it was my first one, and you gotta get the rust off. But we survived. The landing was good, and then we went back around, and we did another one. That one was still bad, but it was all right. It was better. You know, it's good to feel what it is. But again, we were dealing with crosswinds. We were dealing with gusts. And it just wasn't really as easy as I, you know, me or the instructor wanted. But that's all right. It was good. Whew, excuse me. And then we went home. We went back to Fort Worth Meacham. And he said, all right, let's do it. I'm not going to do this one. So, you know, big airport, big international, well, business check, you know, international airport. So it's got some busyness to it. And he makes me make the calls, and we go in. We do our downwind, go into the base, go into the final. And it was pretty good for my third landing. Thought my third was, you know, my best landing. So third time's a charm. But everything was great. The speeds were great. And I guess the gusts, you know, across the city, 15 minutes away at Sphinx, were a little tougher than they were at Meacham. So maybe that's why the third was the best. But I landed it. It was still, again, a skittish landing. But I survived. So I survived a total over the 2 days of about 7 low approaches and 3 landings, which was great. And now we're just got to keep working. Keep working on the landings and just keep practicing those go-arounds, landings. And I'll get the rust off and things will get a lot better. But it was good. After a long, long 2 weeks, I was chomping at the bit to get in the aircraft. And even after an aircraft swap today, because our aircraft that we usually fly in, the glass one, it had an MFD go out, and so we had to swap back into the analog. But because I've been able to learn in both the analog and the glass, it's been super easy to go back and forth between the two aircraft. So, you know, it's aviation. You know, when you're dealing with electronics, you never know what's going to happen and at a moment's notice. You have to be able to get into a new aircraft. So that part of the training is going well. So everything, after 2 weeks, things are going very, very well. And next week, I'm slated to fly 4 times, so I should get some good hours in next week. But I've been landing now, and now we're working to get the write-off from my instructor to get that solo in. But things are going well. Things are looking up, and I hope the weather here in Texas, it looks like spring is in the air, so we should get a lot more sunny days. Days should be getting longer, and I should be doing a lot more flying, and I hope that's true. Because that 2 week break killed me. Man, it's like 2 weeks, way too long. But if you guys have any questions about how landings went, how low approaches went, or more information about, you know, feel free to reach out to me on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Hodge_CHE. That is at HODGE_CHE. You can also find me and ask questions on Instagram. Find me on Instagram at Hodge_CHE. Again, that's at HODGE_CHE. Or you can call in here on the podcast here on Anchor. You can use the call-in feature and ask a question. Love to answer your question. But that's all I have for you guys today. Guys, the landings went well. The studying is going well. The weather is still crappy. Mother Nature doesn't want to play nice around here. But we're still building hours, which is great. And I appreciate you guys listening in, listening to how the flying is going, listening to how the lessons are going. And if you ever have a question, please let me know, and I'll be happy to answer it here on the podcast. So until, you know, next time, guys, I think I'm going to upload another podcast here this week, not really talking about training, but talking about something that I experienced 2 weeks ago that is actually very, very serious when it comes not only to student training pilots, but to pilots in general. So look out for that episode, and then next week we'll talk a little bit more about how the long weekend of flying went and what I was able to do. So again, guys, go follow me over on Instagram and Twitter. Send your questions in here on Anchor. Again, I want to make this an interactive show, so get your stuff in if you have any questions about student pilot life. But until next week, guys, I appreciate you guys listening in. And when you're in the air, guys, enjoy every moment of it, because there's nothing else like flying. So take care, guys, and thank you for listening.